I think that would depend on the officer. I think some of them were for us, and some of them were against us. But being in West Virginia, most of the officers, I think, were at least somewhat for us, but they also want you to be quiet and not, they don't want you to file paperwork because they don't want to change anything because they want to be lazy and not do their jobs. And they're not interested in change. And then there were times that I think higher ups gave orders that trickled down through where then the officers at the bottom, they just have to follow orders because they're following orders for their paycheck. And so I think it's just a mix of good and bad. And, like one officer Slinka, she was clearly politically biased against us. But then there were other ones that were very awake. When President Trump got shot, the officer in my unit that day, she was amazing. And I went to her and I said, President Trump just got shot because the only TV it was playing on was a Spanish TV. And she turned to her computer and she was like, clack, 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 clack. She's like, whoa, he got shot. And so, she was always having conversations about with me about what she was seeing going on in the country. And she, so you have a little bit of everything, good and bad, in the prison. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back, never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison. And so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me. Follow me because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And I am going to be moving again. And just there's life and work to be done. But I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.